This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the PlexTalk PTN1, which is a CD-based Daisy player. It's the player-only version of the PlexTalk. It's kind of like a squarish device, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll feel the speaker grille. Underneath, if you go down further, move your hand down further towards you, you will find a concave button, which is the power button. Underneath that, you will find another button, which is the eject button. And actually, right to the left of the power button is the sleep timer button. To the left of the eject button, you have a fast forward, a play stop, and a rewind in a little group. Right up above them, you'll find like four keys that are in a circle. One's the up arrow, one's the down arrow, one's the left arrow, and one's the right arrow. Above that, you'll find three groups of two keys. Going from left to right, you have tone up, volume up, speed up, and then the next row you have tone down, volume down, and speed down. And then on the left-hand side, you will find your information button and your bookmark button, so you can set a bookmark. And then on the back, there's one jack for your power supply. And on the left-hand side, the actual side of the device, you have a line out and a headphone jack. When you plug headphones in, the PlexTalk says the word headphone so that you know that your headphones are actually working, which is kind of nice. So let's turn the PTN1 on. So we'll press and hold the concave power button.
Shut down.
Whoops, it was on. So let's turn it back on. Press and hold.
No disk.
So okay, so it said no disk. So what I'm going to do is I have a kind of a Daisy CD that I bought from audiobookstand.com, and on their website it says that they are MP3 CDs, but when I put them in any hardware or software-based Daisy player, you get the functionality and navigation of the Daisy structure. So without touching any buttons, I'm just going to put the CD in the slot, and it will suck it in. And there it goes.
Disk.
I'm not touching a thing.
Daisy title. Beginning of title. Chopping spree.
And it starts to play.
Diane Mott Davidson. The recipes for the foods in this book will be presented at the end of the story. To Julie Wallen Kaywert.
So I will press stop, and you heard the little noise. Now, if I go up to where the circle of arrow keys are, if you hit the down arrow key,
page,
you can jump by page,
time,
beginning or end of the book,
level one, page,
and page. So we're back. Let's go level one and see what level one does. So we'll hit the right arrow of the little round group of keys.
Chapter 1. Chapter 2.
Okay, so it's jumping chapter by chapter.
I swept up the mess up. Page.
So now let's go page by page.
Page 35. Unfortunately, most of... Page 36.
Okay, the Plextalk PTN one does not have a numeric keypad on it, so you can jump directly to a page. So what you can do instead of going page by page is if you press and hold either the left arrow or the right arrow key, it'll jump.
Page 47.
So it jumps
page 67
by 10
Harry
pages.
Dean tilted his head toward the blonde, roared with laughter. Then time.
So if you do a time jump, you can jump by press and hold
minutes.
10 minutes.
20 minutes. 30 minutes.
So I just jumped by a half hour.
The cocktail decorations were equally striking.
So it gives you the navigation.
Sleep timer, 30 minutes.
I just press the sleep timer. So now it should shut off in 30 minutes.
60 minutes, set. 90 minutes, set. 120 minutes, set. Off, set.
Okay, so I just turned it off. Now if we go to the information button, we press...
Total 11 hours, 1 minute, 46 seconds. Page info, current page 96, maximum page 652, battery 60%.
Okay, so that's the DAISY navigation. So if we take what's nice about the Plextalk and pretty much any of these hardware-based players is...
No disc.
It will remember the position of the book or CD, no matter what type of CD it is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another book that I have that is an MP3 CD, and just to see what the Plextalk will do with it. Put it in.
MP3 CD.
So it tells you it's an MP3 CD,
beginning of album.
And it starts to play it.
Resort to Murder by Carolyn Hart. Copyright 2001 by Carolyn Hart. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Gelfman Schneider Literary Agent.
Okay, so now if we go back to our up and down arrow keys.
Beginning or end.
We can go to the beginning or the end of the book.
Track.
Or we can go track by track.
Beginning or end. Track.
So that's all there is. So if we hit the right arrow key.
Track 2. Lloyd responding to the old tradition. Track 3. She'd given me no chance to probe. Talked fast about...
Okay, so now let's hit the info key and see what it does.
Current track 3. Total tracks in this album. 59. Track info. Elapsed. 3 seconds. Remaining. 7 minutes. 34 seconds. Total. 7 minutes. 37 seconds. Battery. 60%.
So now what I'm going to do is eject this CD.
Eject. No disc.
And I have another book that you would get maybe from the library. And it's just a standard audio CD. So let's see what the Plextalk does with the standard audio CD. So put the CD in.
Disc. Music CD.
Tells you it's a music CD and it starts to play it.
Books on Tape presents Agatha Raisin and The Case of the Curious Curate by M.C. Beaton, read by Janeda Peters. Chapter 1.
So again, you have...
Beginning or end.
Your beginning or end.
Track.
And your track, so you can jump track by track.
Track 3. At the end of the following week, Agatha made her way to Paddington Station.
So if we hit the info key...
Current track 3. Total tracks in this album, 20. Track info, elapsed, 4 seconds, remaining, 3 minutes, 6 seconds, total, 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Disc info, elapsed. 3 minutes, 29 seconds, remaining. 59 minutes, 44 seconds, total. 1 hour, 3 minutes, 13 seconds. Battery, 30%.
Okay, and the battery level jumped from like 60 to 30 because this is an audio CD, and that's one of the downfalls of the Plextalk PTN1 is that the battery life for an audio CD is not good. You maybe get one or one and a half CDs on audio CDs on the battery life, whereas if you're using a Daisy CD or an MP3 CD, you'll get, I think it's 6 hours, they quote. But let's play the CD.
Wondering as she had wondered.
And if we
before,
hit the speed
why
up.
London did not hold any magic for her anymore. It seemed dusty and dingy, noisy and threatening.
I turned the volume up a little bit.
She particularly enjoyed the launch of the new soap, feeling she was moving in a world to which she no longer belonged. But what was waiting for her in her home village of Carsley? Nothing.
So there's no distortion
and pottering about the
whatsoever. And this is actually an audio CD. So if we press the speed up and speed down buttons at the same time, it takes you right back to normal. The same with the volume, the same with the tone. If you press them both at the same time, it will take you to the middle section or the neutral section
or selection. They still use the formal misses when addressing each other, a tradition of the ladies' society.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this tour of the Plextalk PTN1. If you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg, chrisg, at buffalo, buffalo.edu.
Shut down.